We are expecting a more pronounced low-pressure system to work into the Dakotas by the time we get to Wednesday night into the day on Thursday. So shower and storm coverage should increase once again. I don't think we'll have a multi-day rain events in any one spot, but yeah, some of those thunderstorms could produce some locally heavy downpours, and then we definitely don't need any additional rain, especially, again, across that eastern portion of the state. Western portions, though, back close to the Rapid City vicinity and the Black Hills, still officially in a slight drought to even some abnormally dry conditions. So they could use a little bit of rain on the western end of the state, but definitely don't need any additional across the east.